Welcome to Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights, a podcast by coaches for coaches. Our guests share their hard-won wisdom to help you grow your coaching business and create a life of success. So get ready to unlock the blueprints to your success. Thanks for joining me today. And I'm very excited to introduce you to Larissa McCoo. Her company is Abundance Academy, and she is a master's results coach and an abundance coach. So I'm excited to hear how all of that came to be. So welcome to the show, Larissa. It's lovely to have you.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Fantastic. So tell us a little bit about your journey to where you are now. It sounds like you kind of have two specialties. I don't know if they overlap and kind of how that evolved for you.
So I have a diverse background, and I started my career not knowing what I was going to do when I grew up. And I feel like I kept exploring it for many, many years. I started it in financial services. I moved on to real estate investments. I had a pole dance home party business. I taught dance for over 20 some odd years. And I ended up working in the mind-body movement space, teaching Pilates. That was my last career before doing what I do now. And one of the things I learned there was the beauty of blending science and psychology, right? The technical movements with the people that were experiencing them. And that was something that was very unique in the movement space. And our approach that we took was beautiful because it helped clients get very different results. It was more about the people and then bringing the movement to them rather than here's the program and here's what you're doing. Now fit yourself into the program. So we really took a people-oriented approach. And so when I was on maternity leave, I loved everything I was doing at the studio. I initially started as an instructor. I found different roles and responsibilities over time, more behind the scenes in the business arena. So I started getting really heavily involved in growing the company, developing the company, hiring, onboarding, training. And I was running the company alongside the owner prior to leaving. And I loved it because it was variety. We were changing people's lives through helping them change their bodies. Now, flash forward to when I'm on maternity leave, I'm on bed rest an extra couple of months. And Larissa does not like sitting around just counting sheep and looking at the stars. And so I was driving my husband a little bit crazy at the time. And over the years, right from my financial services days, I'd always worked with coaches or gone to seminars, read books. I'd just always been interested in it for myself and for the different businesses I'd been involved in. And so he's like, Larissa, you need to find another coach. I found the work of Mr. Bob Proctor, who I'd heard of more than 20 years prior in financial services, and I just dismissed him. But at this time, it was something I needed to listen to, and there were messages I needed to hear. And within a week of studying with him, my whole world started to change. All of these things I thought I knew in here, I was feeling and expressing and living inside. And things I used to tolerate that I didn't even realize I was tolerating became really uncomfortable. And I realized I was in this comfortably uncomfortable space. And I think a lot of times we as women can get there where it's good enough, but is it really? And so that led me to my own resurgence during my maternity leave. And then right before I was about to go back to work, an opportunity to become a consultant came up, and had every reason not to do it. But my husband, he heard about it, and I made 12,000 excuses. I'm going back to work. I love what I do. This is inconvenient. I have a baby. How would I do this? And he stood up and he's like, Larissa, if you keep doing what you're currently doing, are you going to get to where you need to be? And in that moment, I couldn't say yes. And that was probably one of the hardest, most difficult moments I've ever had in my life, because like my heart sunk to the floor. Everything was going tickety-boo. And I ended up becoming a consultant for the Proctor Gallagher Institute, because I was like, I don't want to start my own business with nothing. And they had programs that we could offer and train and teach people. And I'm like, you know what? I'm willing to do it because I have no idea why I'm called to do this, but something in my gut says I have to. But if at least I have something that's proven, time-tested, and true, I can buy into that system because I know it changed my life. And so for the first few years of my business, I sold and enrolled people into the Thinking Into Results program that Bob Proctor and Sandy Gallagher put together. So for me, starting with something rather than creating from nothing was really, really helpful. And I think so often we fall in this trap of like, I have to figure it all out. I was like, I don't have time to figure it out. I just had a baby. And I'm like, I will get into this opportunity. And I enrolled people into my programs right away. One of the first things I knew from being in financial services and running businesses is that profit is the first order of business. And I didn't have a website for the first 3 years. I didn't do a lot of the traditional things, but what I did is I started working with clients right away. And we grew very quickly. And over time, I found probably about within that first year, I found training in the world of neurolinguistic programming and hypnotherapy. And we did all the Tony Robbins trainings about 10 years prior, and he's very NLP based. And so I became a practitioner, a master practitioner, and a trainer of those modalities where I could board designate others to become practitioners and master practitioners as well. And so it was beautiful because Bob taught these amazing abundance concepts. And when I did the training in NLP, it gave me structure. It gave me that concreteness, that scientific perspective. And I realized they were saying the same things. They were just doing them and expressing them and saying them very differently. And that was a big moment. So in my business now, I still use those primary schools of thought as my philosophical framework. And over time, we've developed our own programming and our own abundance curriculum and our own spin on things that works for us and for our clients. Just clients are amazing. And we really wanted to make sure that we could offer them resources that were a good fit for them. But it took time to develop. It didn't happen overnight. I grew the vision, I grew the picture as I worked, as I kept exploring.
Yeah, I love that because the more you learn, the more you understand what works for you and what feels good to you. And so you kind of move in that direction. So there has to be, I feel, some flow and some movement in what you're doing.
Yeah, I think one of the dangerous things a lot of people get into, and I'm just going to use a Pilates reference. It's like, well, what's the difference between Pilates and yoga? And it's kind of a loaded question because you could give some generalizations, but there's so many variables. It depends on the instructor, it depends on the school of training, it depends on how you're looking at things and what approach you're taking. And you can get a lot of the same kinds of results. There's the initial intention behind them, but there's so much variety in both those modalities that it's not such an easy answer. You can give the canned answer, or you can just look at what that person needs. And almost any tool can serve a client when you're paying attention to that client first. And so often we get fixated on these, like, well, I'm doing this method. Oh, I'm doing this technique. Oh, I've got this training over here. And when we're in the coaching space, I see so often that people get very stuck on the methodology versus using their mind to really make intelligent choices.
I think as entrepreneurs, we're very guilty of being learners. And
Yeah.
so that's great, but you can learn this person's program and their methodology and then apply some of it and then say, oh, but now this person has a great idea on how they do this. And, so you can spend all of your time learning because there's so much to learn. But at some point, you have to implement and you have to make sure it matches who you are, what feels good to you, so that you can put it out there in the world.
And I mean, that's what people are looking for, authenticity. So yes, borrow a little from here, borrow a little from here, take here, but you've got to make it your own and express it and pour it out in your own way. And that's where your uniqueness comes from. That's where your superpowers can come from. And when you can harness that, you create magic for yourself, you create magic for clients, and all of a sudden you get that wow factor that people are like, oh, I just want it to work. I just want to have that wow factor or feel really good about what I'm doing or feel aligned and truly get the results for people because results are where what people are after. Ultimately, people want to feel good, but they don't want to just sit around feeling good. They want to feel good and move in a direction and get somewhere.
Yeah, accomplishment. But it's
Yeah.
great that you have so many different modalities that you can lean on because everybody's different, because people will be motivated and inspired by different things. So tell me, do you work with businesses or individuals or both?
So we primarily work with business owners or people that are self-employed, but we also do have a fairly large cohort of people that are entrepreneurial. So they do have jobs, but they're not just there for a paycheck. I think the biggest common denominator between those that work for with us is our clients want to make a difference in the world. And so some of them are at different levels of their career or business, but they're usually responsible for some people, and they're not just there to just punch the clock. They want to do a great job. They want to excel, not from a competitive place, but because it's the right thing to do. Our clients are learners. They've cracked a few self-help books. They've been to a seminar or two. They've listened to a few podcasts. They are lifelong learners, and they realize that it's not just a one and done. Your growth journey is a lifelong commitment. When you really get on the personal growth train, you never stop. But there's I think it's Ray Kroc. He said, when you're green, I could be wrong. I could be wrong with the quote. But there's a quote that says, when you're green, you're growing. When you're ripe, you're rotten. And we can literally, when I heard that, I was like, I do not want to be a rotten tomato. I just got this image of a rotten tomato. I do not want to be rotten. I don't want to be rotten. I want to keep growing for life. I want to be shiny. I want to be like fresh. I want to be plump. And that excited me. And I at night that when I heard that quote, that really helped me make that lifelong commitment.
Yeah, that's a great way to think about it, because I do think that, someone who's interested in growing and learning is somebody who's interesting and finds other people interesting and just lives a richer life and exposure to so many new things and different things. I love that. So you have had quite a lot of extensive experience as well, working for Bob Proctor. Love him. And then NLP, hypnotherapy, all the different levels that you've been through, and back to Pilates as well. So, what was your favorite part of what you've done?
I think one of the biggest things that I find rewarding, whether it was in the movement space, whether it is in the coaching space, I've always wanted to teach. Teaching has been my thing for my entire life. I used to force phonics on my brothers and sisters before they went to school. I used to teach them dance and make choreography for them. I loved teaching and I loved seeing people learn and just want to get involved. There's a moment that everyone comes into when they're learning something new, where they just have this light bulb moment where they don't just get it in here in their head, they truly experience it in their heart. And I live for those moments. Like I salivate when I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm a kid in a candy store. When I see people find that new perspective, find that meaningful shift, change their something that changes their life that leads to bigger and better and more beautiful results. But everyone's got those moments. And sometimes it's one or two key moments, but when you start to recognize them, you start to notice the chain of those beautiful moments in your life. And when I get to see clients experience those or hear them telling me about their experiences they've had, and I know they've crossed that next threshold, that just excites me. I saw it in the movement space. I saw it in the dance studio. I now see it on the Zoom screen or in person when we're working with clients. And it's just these little tiny shifts that make such a difference.
I love that aha moment when they go, you can see it on their face, and all of a sudden, boom, their mind has opened up and they've thought, oh, I never even thought about this. It was interesting because we had a client who came to us, and he's a yoga instructor in Hawaii. So nice. And he was like, we helped him hire a marketing virtual assistant to help him with his video marketing and his YouTube channel. And he was like, I had a big vision for my business, but now I have an exponentially bigger vision for my business. And you're right, it was so exciting to hear him excited and being able to see that and to feel that and to know he could do that.
That's a great story. And I love how your eyes popped. Like I could see you're as excited, if not more than he was. And it got me thinking. There was one client, I mean, I've had some really great success stories, but there was one client I remember having a conversation with, and it was a lunch hour conversation. We only had 15 minutes, and by the time she got to lunch, she worked in a busy dental office, and she was responsible for sales of a specific type of program. And She did a lot behind the scenes, but by lunchtime she was just fried. She was all over the place. She could not keep her head on straight. And we had this call scheduled for, I don't even remember what reason at this point. But after 15 minutes of talking, we reminding her of what her purpose is, reminding her of her intentions, just basically getting her centered and saying, okay, go take the next step. By the end of the afternoon, she had made six sales in one afternoon.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's not typical for her. That was not a typical sales day. She was great at what she did, but to do six sales in an afternoon and be in a damn good mood by the end of the day, she texted me by 4 or 5 p.m. And I was meditating on my bed when I got the text. I remember that. And she's like, "This happened. I don't know what you did, but thank you. I feel really good. What a great day." And she was calm, cool, chill, and there was no more of that frantic and frenetic energy. It was a simple conversation, but being reminded of your magnificence can do that because you get laser focused on what it is that you want. And I think sometimes we think that change has to happen over a long period of time. And there are changes that will take you so much longer than you ever anticipate, and you need patience with a capital P. But so often we forget that change can happen that quickly. Your energy, your intention, your results can take a very quick turning point, and it doesn't have to take 10 years.
But I love it. It was because you reminded her of her strength, and you reminded her of her goals, and you got her into this energy and this state of I can do this. And
Yeah.
there's so much that we're all capable of, but we don't. Sometimes it takes a lot to get into that state, and obviously coaches can help you get into that state because sometimes it just takes a third party to snap you out of where you are.
I've done so much coaching over the years. I've worked with a lot of clients, but I've invested over $350,000 into my own personal growth and development because I like it. It helps me. It makes a difference to me. So if something works, if something's appealing, I go, "Yes, sign me up." I'm the first one to jump on the bandwagon. And I know what a difference it's made to me. But by being a student and a product of the product, I know what works and, more importantly, what doesn't work. And most of my business has been built on looking at what didn't work and where I felt like a failure, where I felt like I sucked, where I'm like, I should know how to do this. Why am I asking this question and not getting a straight answer from you who claims to know what they're doing? I'm like, this seems straightforward, but it ain't working. How can I actually make this work so that I believe it, so I buy into it? And there was a lot of that. I wouldn't necessarily say self-doubt, but there was a lot of friction with a lot of things that were taught to me and presented to me that just didn't work the way they were supposed to. And there really is a thing under the thing. There's a magic massage that needs to happen to most techniques to make them really work for you. And it's ultimately your responsibility as a client to know how to do that. And a good coach will help guide you along the way. But I firmly believe that we all need to take responsibility for ourselves. I love it when my clients on my group calls, they'll be like, "Larissa, I know you asked this, but spirit called me to answer this question instead. I did this instead. I know you did this." But and I'm like, I love it when you do something totally different than what I say because you're paying attention and you have the confidence within yourself to know what you need based on this general theme that we're talking about.
And I think people who hire coaches need to be coachable. So they need to be open and honest about what's happening and how they feel, because that's when they're going to grow. That's when they're going to, because they're talking to you and saying, here's what I see. And you can say, okay, but have you tried to turn that around a little bit or manipulate it in a different way? And I think they have to be willing to be vulnerable, and honest about what's going on with them.
Absolutely.
I love that. So we talked a little bit about a couple of your ideal clients. So tell me again if there are commonalities between the people that you work with.
So our typical clients, we work with professional women who have 100,000 plus in income, and they are experienced, they're great at what they do, they have beautiful lives on the outside, but inside they're looking for more. And they're satisfied, they're happy. It's not like anything is dramatically wrong, but there's just something missing. And they know they want more juice out of life. They know they want more satisfaction. They've done all the work, but they're not as fulfilled at the end of the day. And so they are personal growth oriented. They definitely want to keep learning, growing, and evolving as human beings, and they want to make the world a better place.
Ooh, I love that last part. In fact, you have a sign in the back that says dream big, and that's kind of our theme as well. We always sign our emails dream big. I love that.
Beautiful.
So if people are saying, oh my gosh, Larissa is speaking my language, I need to figure out how to get closer to her and understand more what she does and if that's best for me, what is the best way for people to reach out to you?
So I'm on LinkedIn, and we'll make sure to get you our links. LinkedIn is just where we live and spend a lot of time. We're on all the other social media platforms as well, but that's where our primary base is. And also, if you want to download a resource, I have a book that I wrote called Stop Procrastinating Your Life Away, which talks about procrastination, but it's more about you not sitting on your dreams, not sitting and being complacent with your life. And taking action and moving forward in a deliberate and purposeful way. So it is not just a pleasure read, it's a workbook. It's meant to be actually used and gone through. And it's such a gift to give yourself. So if you are interested in downloading it, it's free at stopprocrastinatingbook.com. So we gave the whole book away, not just the first chapter. You get the whole book at stopprocrastinatingbook.com. And you'll be able to find how to connect with us and our community from there as well.
Wonderful. I love a good workbook. So, last question for you is if you could go back and give your earlier coaching self one piece of advice, what would it be?
Be patient. Older people would keep telling me, you need patience. And I'm like, I don't have time for that. I've lost so much time already. However, looking back, things carried forward, things moved ahead as they were divinely meant to. And I had just a little more patience with certain things. I may have spent a little more time in certain arenas, just building some foundational elements as I kept growing, as I kept moving, instead of just going, oh my gosh, where am I going? In the beginning, running around like a chicken with my head chopped off. We've learned how to be patient. We've learned how to build the foundations over time. And I think just realizing that everything really is working out for you, and giving it the space and the grace to happen.
I love that. Yeah. And sometimes the patience to appreciate what you have done and how you've gotten to where you are. So I love that. Larissa, this has been so much fun for me. I hope it's been fun for you. And perhaps you'll come back and enjoy and be another guest on our podcast in the future.
That would be lovely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for joining us today on Blueprints for Brilliance Coaching Insights. We hope you're leaving this episode with inspiration to take your coaching business and your life to the next level. If you found value in this episode, we would love it if you would subscribe and share it with someone else who you think might benefit from hearing it. Thanks, and we'll see you in the next episode.